graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Funny because it's true. That was the Huge Pupils from New Jersey with their song Watching Wrestling. You are tuned into Resonance 104.4 FM. This is the Atomic Drop, a broadcast dedicated to professional wrestling. My name's Tarek. Thank you for joining me and tuning in. I hope you're doing well. My week's been all right. Can't really complain. I could, but, you know, it's not really going to get me anywhere. But, yeah, thank you for tuning in. This is The Atomic Drop, as I said, a broadcast dedicated to professional wrestling. And to be fair, it's all coming thick and fast. The Elimination Chamber, World Wrestling Entertainment's, I was going to say their final stop before the big one, WrestleMania, in April. But that's not true. We've still got Fastlane in a few weeks as well. So it just seems like we've got wrestling events coming out of our ears in the build-up to WrestleMania. But yeah, Elimination Chamber this Sunday night. Always an exciting event. The main chamber match that we're all interested in is the WWE Championship Elimination Chamber match, where Daniel Bryan will be attempting to defend the WWE Championship against. Now check this for a lineup, because it should be a killer match. We've got Randy Orton, who we know after this past Tuesday will be the last man to enter the chamber, so he goes in there with a massive advantage. And to be fair, during that gauntlet match, that fantastic gauntlet match on Tuesday night on SmackDown, I was saying I hope Randy Orton wins. I want Randy Orton to go into the chamber last, because then I don't have to watch him wrestle for like 35 minutes before anyone else gets involved. So I'm quite happy that Randy Orton won't be too involved on Sunday night, or at least when he is involved, he'll come out right at the end. No slight on Randy Orton, but I don't know. Randy Orton just doesn't do it for me. And I know many of you might love Randy Orton's performing skills, but yeah, I don't know. I liked him when he was like the Legend Killer, but. You know, times move on, tastes change. Not everything's for everyone. But yes, it'll be Randy Orton in that chamber, along with Samoa Joe. Of course, Daniel Bryan defending, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, who no doubt will do something ill-advised and a health and safety nightmare. And now, finally, the man off the hour, Kofi Kingston, who is replacing, unfortunately, Mustafa Ali, had cumulative injuries that meant he wasn't cleared for this Sunday's match, which is, it's terrible, but if you need to heal up, you need to heal up. But he seemed to be on one hell of a run. Like, Mustafa Ali was on fire, only to be replaced by Kofi Kingston, who took his place in the gauntlet match on Tuesday night. Kofi Kingston wrestled for 61 minutes. He's been with that company for more than a decade. We know he's super talented, but I think as fans, we always just assumed that Kofi Kingston's never going to be, he's never going to get above a certain level. There's many reasons why he probably wouldn't get above that level. People can have their own theories, but Kofi Kingston wrestled for 61 minutes. only to get eliminated, unfortunately, by Jeff Hardy, who in turn, was it Jeff Hardy or was it AJ Styles? I can't remember. But yes, Kofi Kingston didn't make it to the end of the elimination match, but he did pin, he pinned Daniel Bryan clean, the current WWE champion. He pinned Samoa Joe. He beat, there was someone else ridiculous that he shouldn't have beat, but he beat. Well, you say he shouldn't have beat, it's pro wrestling, there's no should and shouldn't have. But yes, Kofi Kingston once again has made a believer out of a lot of fans. And I hope they do something crazy and just put the belt on him on Sunday. But I don't see it happening. I don't know what way that the WWE Championship picture is. I think that's the nicest thing about this is WrestleMania. I have no clue. Aside from, you know, we don't even actually know that that we're getting Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. Because as we know, this past Monday night, Becky Lynch was suspended by Vince McMahon for 60 days. Meaning that she will not, at this point in time, at least storyline-wise, but if it's to believe, Becky Lynch will not be part of WrestleMania. So it's all up in the air right now. It's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. I think this is the year that if they were ever going to try and attempt to headline main event with a women's match, it's the women's year this year, and it's not inorganic. It hasn't been forced. Becky has caught some fire. People are believing her. People are getting behind her. And you've got a star like Ronda Rousey holding the belt, so there's no reason why you cannot main event WrestleMania with a women's match. If they wrestle, if they headline WrestleMania with Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins, I could see it going horribly wrong. I was in the building last year when Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar headlined WrestleMania, and the crowd just turned. I don't know if the crowd turned on it because it was Roman or what, but the crowd were just not interested. You also have to understand, it's at the end of like a 7-hour show, so there's a lot of crowd fatigue there. So I don't know. We'll see what happens this year, but yes, Becky suspended, Mustafa Ali is out, and we're going to crown new women's tag team champions on Sunday night. That's the Elimination Chamber this Sunday. I'm going to wrap up my my talky bit because I have got a fantastic Atomic Drop for you this week. We are going to kick things off. For those of you that don't know, the Atomic Drop is what I like to call this collection of songs, sounds, audio tidbits, things I've mishmashed together from the world of wrestling, proving that you don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy some of the beauty that pro wrestling can give you. I'm going to show you how beautiful pro wrestling can be in a audio format right about now. We're going to kick things off with a wrestling match that I've remixed pretty much. This is Danny Savage versus Rita Romero from 1952. You'll be able to hear how this match went down. There'll be a course of other things, and I'll be back in about 20 minutes to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. This is the Atomic Drop for this week, and we're kicking it off with Danny Savage versus Rita Romero from 1952.
Danny Savage of Salt Lake City, 207-pounders, matched tonight in our main event against Rita Romero of Mexico City, 195-pounder. So it's a 12-pound weight advantage for Danny Savage in this best 2-out-of-3-fall main event with no time limit. Our ring announcer tonight is Joe Sieber, who is also our official timekeeper at the Sportatorium in Dallas. The usual list of do's and don'ts from referee Leo Voss. No strangling, no hair pulling, no gouging, all blows above the belt. You can hit with the open hand, the edge of the hand, anything but the knuckles. A minimum of 3 fingers in the hole. Romero says, yes, sir, and you better remember that, too. The bell hasn't rung yet. But there it is, and officially we're underway in this best 2-out-of-3-fall, no time limit main event between Danny Savage of Salt Lake City and Rita Romero of Mexico City. It's quite a story behind that pair of trunks which Danny wears, behind the design of them. They were sent into the Sportatorium some time ago by a manufacturer who had made a composite pair of trunks out of every type of material, every weave, and every color which they had in stock. It was a sample and embodied all of the colors from which the wrestlers were to choose their trunks. When Danny saw this composite sample, he says, why, that's exactly what I've been looking for. And so he had a number of pairs of trunks made up exactly like that. They were quite costly, but he likes the multicolored effect. Now, boy, Romero, better get off that seesaw or he'll be in trouble. Mr. Savage says, I don't like the look in his eyes. Danny Savage in the corner. Rito Romero is warned to keep his fingers open. No knuckle blows. Yeah, referee, he did hit him with his fist. Romero says, yes, and you hit me with your fist, too. And if you want to fight with fists, Romero says, I can do that, too. So Romero is as fast as greased lightning. He can move as fast as any man his weight today. Of course, his lack of weight. He's a 195-pounder. Handicaps him when he ties into the really big boys. But tonight, he's not outweighed very much. Only 12 pounds by Danny Savage. Savage is sticking his fingers into Romero's mouth now, trying to add punishment by pulling his jaws apart, one in either direction. Very painful. Quite often boomerangs on the man who is jeopardizing his fingers. He sometimes gets them pretty hard, pretty well bitten. Savage is holding onto the ropes behind him as he stands there in the corner. He apparently has some trap prepared for Rito Romero. Fans on the far side are trying to tell the referee that Savage had one leg out of bounds. That's right, lady. That's true. That's absolutely the way it is. Uh-huh. Got caught that time, didn't he? And it's all that lady's fault. Yes, that's true. Say, she's got some help. Danny Savage is knocked down to the level by that right of Romero's. Knocked down now by a flying tackle. A right to the chin. Another flying tackle. Danny Savage is getting trouble from all directions, both from the spectators and from Rito Romero. And they're still in their first fall of this main event. Romero's flying mare slipped off and he ran into trouble. He's covered with a top press with a count of one and two and three, and the first fall is over. The winner is Danny Savage. Danny Savage has his hand raised in token of victory in the first fall of our Texas wrestling main event tonight. He used that pile driver to good advantage to win the first fall.
This country right now wrestling is on its greatest hour. I mean, throughout the NWA territories, throughout this country and world, the greatest arena talent in the National Wrestling Alliance throughout the world is gathering for this big meeting. And the meeting is from here on out. Magnum TA won the U.S. title. He won the world's title. And that's good because he's good, baby. And I love it. Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, wants the world's title. Joe Frazier, I know you're sitting home somewhere just thinking about it. Somewhere down the road, you got to meet the American Dream and settle this million-dollar issue that I have with you, my man. Other than that, Tully Blanchard, the NWA television champion, has went down to Texas and got him a lovely young lady. And me being a pretty good judge of horse flesh myself, understand what it is to have a good lady. Now, I ain't never knocking no women from Texas, but let me tell you something, Blanchard. I mean, I've rode the range and acted strange before. I've done some crazy things. But that lady you got that is supposed to be your perfect tier. Well, you know I got a cattle ranch out of Texas. That's all I'm gonna say about her. Anyway, heifers are heifers. And ladies are ladies. Tully Blanchard, don't you ever let her stick her face in mine again. Don't you ever let her get close to me again. Now, whether it be anywhere in this universe, anywhere in the Star Cave, anywhere in the world, you understand one thing, that Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, knows what I want. a personal issue on this 1985 Slam That Sucker Down tour is that TV title, is that $10,000, and is the joy of seeing her bend over you and say, oh, tell her, I feel so bad. The dream run off and that's all we had. We ain't got no money, we ain't got no belt. What you gonna do? You know what's gonna happen? She gonna come over to my limousine and she gonna stick a leg in just to ease with me and say, Dream, I'm sorry about telling. You got the money, you got the belt. I'm gonna say, darling, tens are tens and a win's a win.
Now we're ready for the second fall of our best 2 out of 3 fall main event between Rito Romero and Danny Savage. The best 2 out of 3 fall main event with no time limit. First fall was won by Danny Savage in 11 minutes and 7 seconds. Romero is afraid that Danny has something up his sleeve, figuratively speaking, when he backs up toward the ropes. It is probable that Savage has a trap of some kind. Apparently he wants to hold on to the ropes and deliver a drop kick. One of Romero's favorite holds is a rolling body split. Savage is familiar with it. He's not likely to leave himself open if he can help. Then he's demonstrating how he used an open hand. That was no open hand blow that Romero used. But apparently the referee didn't see it. And certainly it's no more than got Romero partially even with Savage. A little hair pulling going on by Mr. Savage now. And he's worked Romero over against the rope so that the referee couldn't see the hair pulling. Those are open hand judo chops. Rito Romero and Danny Savage are wrestling well along in their second fall. After Savage won the first fall in better than 11 minutes. They're wrestling best 2 out of 3 falls with no time limit tonight. That's Romero astride Savage up on the ropes. The two have been ordered to break the hold. Romero is very fast, very agile. Although Savage is not so fast as Romero, he makes up for it with durability and roughness. This Savage is a hard man to get out. Romero is outside the ring. 5 minutes have gone by in the second fall. Our boy Romero had better get his bat off his shoulder if he wants to get back in this ball game. He lost the first fall. Unless he makes a sharp comeback, he's going to lose the second fall, and when he does, it means the match. Savage is in position to apply that diamond drill twist of his, the neck twister. The order's been given by the referee to break. He's having trouble getting Savage to break. It may be that Senor Romero is going to take care of the entire situation. You can tell from the applause, the favorite in this match with the crowd. There's a double leg lock and a surfboard hold. Not a pinning hold, but it might produce enough pain if it were maintained to make a wrestler give up the fall. There's that back roll and jackknife for the count of 3 by the referee, and a win in the second fall by Rito Romero. Rito Romero has made quick work of Danny Savage in their second fall to make it a fall apiece for these two Texas wrestling stars in tonight's best 2 out of 3 fall main event with no time limit. Now, it's intermission time.
From Japan, Yokozuna was real. before you'll stomp, before an easy pin from the hitman hide. Put out a challenge for a body slam. It was scooped up by Luger on a neck wrap carrier. Packed him before Clinton out of the arena when he lost at the head for the man called Baylor. But Yokozuna had a pretty good run. Sure about the annoying family pride. Headline two WrestleManias in a row. He was larger than life till the day he died. He was.
Don Kernodle.
That's exactly right. As I said before, I promised the American people that I'm going to get that flag back, and I am. We're Steamboat and I, we're sick and tired of all this interference. 2-on-1, 3-on-1, all that. Well, this is a case where dynamite comes in big packages, and I do have a big surprise for you. I have a man in mind, this, the greatest wrestler in the world today, I think, and a big man, the best partner I ever had in my life. And I'd like to say right now, people, I'm not going to let you down. America has never let me down, and I'm not going to let you down. And I'll tell you one thing. The man I got in mind is a big, big man and a great wrestler.
Wait a minute, Nikita
when
Cole.
You talk, 2-1, 3-1. It's not true. Russia superior athlete. We know no American. No American. Take Russian at the 1-2-1. It's not happening. No. No.
You let me tell you something right now, Mr. Cullop. You're looking at one American. You're looking at one American that can be.
And they both now attack Don Kernodle, hit from behind by Crusher Khrushchev. Nikita Koloff, they've got Kernodle down on the floor as they both now stomp and kick away at him. Attacked by Kernodle, the Russians, both of them on Don Kernodle, and they leave Kernodle now lying.
The third and deciding call between Rito Romero and Danny Savage. Romero hails from Mexico City and Savage from Salt Lake City. Each man has won one fall. The first fall went to Savage. Better than 11 minutes. 6.5 minutes, Romero won the second fall. These two were my best 2 out of 3 falls, with no time limit. Romero could get some quick help from that spectator. All he had to do was send up a smoke signal. Savage has bent Romero's right hand. You could hardly see it there. But he has bent the hand backward at the elbow, and then stands on the bend. Bound to be very painful. Referee Leo Voss thought the cries of the fans concerned Savage not using 3 fingers in the hold. Referee Leo Voss caught him standing on the bend of the hand and he broke it up. Romero using a full Nelson on Savage. You can phone Danny Savage's dentist that Danny will be in to see him tomorrow. I think he just lost about 3 of his front teeth. There go 2 more. This is the third and deciding fall between these two. Danny Savage of Salt Lake City and Rito Romero of Mexico City. Savage for tonight's match outweighs Romero by 12 pounds, but Romero has more than held his own because of his superior speed. Romero says, if he pulls my hair, it looks to me like I ought to be able to hit him with my fist. Referee says to Rito, Senor Romero, you've got to wrestle him inside the ring. Wait till he gets back inside the ring. He's very explicit about that. And he won't continue the count. It looks like Romero doesn't care whether Mr. Savage gets back inside the ring or not. It's true there's no time limit on this main event tonight here in the Sportatorium in Dallas. But the wrestlers and the referee did not agree that there was to be no disqualification. Which means that Romero could be disqualified for failure to obey the referee's instructions. You cross that line, Romero, and you get disqualified, he says. Now he okays it. He just shouldn't have done it. Danny Savage has his left foot tied up between the lower and the middle rope where it's crisscrossed there, you see? Hanging by 1 foot. The 2 seconds team together, Roy Carter and Buddy Hammond, working to freeze Danny's left foot. Apparently this negotiation by gestures was to the effect that Danny Savage was not going to use any more hair pulling or fist blows on Romero, and Romero agreed to call it quits also on the rough stuff. Well, you see, Mr. Savage has certainly not kept his word. Romero's having as much trouble getting back inside the ring as Savage did earlier. This is the third and deciding fall between these two main eventers tonight. It's been a rough, tough match from the word go. Romero, right at this moment, has turned Savage every way but loose. He's wrapped him up between the top and the middle rope there on the left side of the ring. His arms are caught next to his body. There's no way that he could have freed himself without the help of the 2 seconds who have come in now to try to turn him loose. 10 minutes have gone by in this third fall. This man Savage is not out yet. He's after that diamond drill twist. He puts it on Romero. Temporary dislocation of an upper vertebra. It leaves its victim facing one direction and looking another. Savage's going to run into trouble with the referee. In fact, he's going to lose a lot of things if he keeps that up. 3, 4. Ooh, he barely dropped it in time. He almost was disqualified to the count of 5. Referee Leo Voss has ordered the bell rung. He has stopped the match. The referee has stopped this third fall, has ordered Danny Savage out of the ring, has disqualified Savage, and we feel sure we'll either call it no contest or we'll award this third and deciding fall to Rito Romero. Let's wait for his decision here. He's going to give it to Romero. Romero is declared the winner in this third fall.
That was the third and final fall of Danny Savage versus Rito Romero from 1952. Musical help there from Dulla Beats. You have been listening to The Atomic Drop, a broadcast dedicated to professional wrestling here on Resonance FM. The second fall of that match, you had music from Can Kick, and the first fall, which we kicked off this week's Atomic Drop with, Necro provided the music. You also heard, of course you heard, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, with some music from the aptly named Mr. Boss. And you also had a song from the B-plus Players called Yokozuna, of course, about Yokozuna. And also you heard Don Knoedel get into a bit of spot bother with the Russian Koloss. But that was the Atomic Drop for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. I did. And if I'm making shows that I enjoy, hopefully I'm making shows that you enjoy. Anyway, it's Elimination Chamber this weekend. Keep an eye out for that. Next up here is the Sound Projector Radio Show with Ed Pinson. I will be back same time next week. Remember, the show is available as a podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, Spotify, and other places. Have a great weekend. Until then, take care. Ta-ta!